Before the House voted 117-0 to approve his bill, Daytona Beach Republican Tom Leak called it a creative way to serve consumers with physical disabilities and business owners worried about lawsuits.
What this law will do will create a voluntary program that promotes accessibility, provides guidance to businesses who need it, and a tool for courts to reject claims for attorney's fees.
Last year, 60 Minutes detailed an explosion of so-called drive-by lawsuits that business owners say amount to little more than a legal shakedown. Plaintiffs claim violations of the Americans with Disability Act and threaten business owners with costly litigation. Leak says it's gotten out of hand.
Drive-by lawsuits have doubled in the last 6 years. There have been 6,000 of these lawsuits filed since 2012. Florida is currently the second in the nation for the proliferation of these lawsuits.
And Leak should know. He's an attorney who's defended business owners against the same kinds of suits.
And so as I'm going through and I'm defending these cases, I'm thinking, well, we've got a problem. The first problem is these businesses aren't coming into compliance voluntarily. And the second problem is we've got these lawsuits that are putting them out of business.
Leak's solution is to order the State Department of Business and Professional Regulation to create a voluntary program. Certified experts would inspect a business, identify the problems, and help the owner come into compliance. Participants can expand their customer base and avoid expensive litigation at the same time. Disability rights advocate J.R. Harding of Tallahassee supports the legislation.
Government should always lead by example. And as our community continues to age, the need for more accessible environments, both electronically and physically, is going to increase.
Harding, who uses a wheelchair, heads the not-for-profit Florida Alliance for Assistive Technology and Services. He says bill sponsors deserve credit for encouraging more businesses to comply with the ADA. But when pressed, Harding acknowledges there's much more policymakers could be doing.
The code is a minimum standard. So I would ask you, is minimum an acceptable standard for your home, for your grandkids, right? Okay, that's what gets the disabled community frustrated.
Sunrise Democratic Representative Katie Edwards says she co-sponsored the bill to show that good ideas transcend partisan politics.
It's a good example of what strong public policy can look like, with Republican and Democrats fighting towards a unified issue, making a positive impact for all Floridians.
And Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association General Counsel Richard Turner says the bill could level the playing field for mom and pops.
Number one is they provide a resource for businesses. And I'm not talking about the national chains. I'm talking about the small business person who may not have the money or the staff to research every single federal and state law there is.
Earlier this week, the Senate unanimously agreed with the House, sending the legislation off to Governor Rick Scott for almost certain approval. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.